Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Lindsay.
Yes.
The Bears are retiring Mike Ditka's number 89 jersey.
Awesome.
The man who inspired my favorite guys, the super fans.
Bears.
Everyone has a favorite Ditka story. Take a look.
He helped change the game and make the tight end an attack person aside, but he could also block. He was a devastating blocker.
I think he was the prototype for the logo. I didn't ever see his face. He looks like a bear. Looks like a big grizzly bear. And there's nobody that's any more legendary than Mike Ditka.
Ditka was the essence of what George Halas wanted every Chicago Bear to be. Tough.
Shades of George Halas, who used to parade violently at times along the sidelines at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Mike Ditka was one of the first players to really stand up to George Halas, you know, kind of, you know, he would bark back at him, you know, and most people didn't do that. And isn't it interesting that 20 years later, George Halas hired the man who had given him the most guff?
I present Mike to you.
And it shows that he respected Mike Ditka, and that's what prompted him. Remember, this guy has got the nuts, you know, the whatever you want to call it, to bring a championship to the team. So I give George Halas a lot of credit for doing that, because a lot of times when somebody gives you trouble, you know, you think, the heck with that guy.
I think the old man and Ditka saw a lot in each other. When Ditka went down to Dallas and played for Landry, remained as a special teams coach for a number of years. When he finally wrote to the old man, the first thing he had to convince George was, listen, when I said you tossed around nickels like manhole covers, that was the reaction of a young kid who didn't really get it.
All you got to do is want it as much as we know we want it.
You don't
want it that much. Let's go.
I love the 85 team. It's one of the greatest teams I think that was ever put together in National Football League. Mike Ditka did a phenomenal job. He got rid of the carry-oner guys, the guys that were sloughing off, got rid of them, brought in some tough people.
We like our people. For those who don't like our people, that's tough. We like them.
You know, the first time I ever met Mike Ditka, it was at a mini camp in Arizona. He addressed the team and he said, we are going to win the NFC, we're going to get to and win the Super Bowl, and half of you son of guns won't be there when we get there. And you know what? He was absolutely right.
One of my favorite moments is when that fan ran out on the field in the game, and he's running around, all that stuff. We're in a huddle. Ditka says, I'll be back in a minute. He runs over and decks that fan, boy. Comes back in the huddle, says, okay, let's go.
Halas used to schedule us, having us play the College All-Stars when they had the Chicago Tribune College All-Star Classic every year. And Halas used to schedule the All-Star team to come up down to Rensselaer, and we would scrimmage them in practice. Well, during the scrimmage, one of the All-Stars stepped on Mike Ditka's instep and crushed his instep. And he played the entire year with that instep crushed, getting injections. It was swollen, it was purple, it was the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. He never complained a bit, went through all the drills, and I don't know, I'm sure it affected his playing, particularly in later years, but that just gives you an indication of how tough a guy he really was, if you can imagine having your instep crushed.
He was a football player. He could have played, he likes to say he could have played, if he'd played middle linebacker, you would have never heard of Dick Butkus. So he was a football player. And the tight end employed the best of receiving and blocking. And he could do both. He was big enough. He was fast enough. He had great hands. They split him wide, sort of like a wide receiver at times.
And he's calling the plays. How would you like to be the guy he's sending to play with? He darn near rips his jersey off.
I love the guy. He loved me too, but he had a hard way of showing it sometimes. And we were on a flight back from New England, and I was getting ready to quit football because he humiliated me and made me cry and everything and thought I was weak. But I'm on the plane. Okay, I'm on the plane. We're going back. Got a full team on the plane. And I just thought about, you know, this is not worth it. If it wasn't for Greg Landry, I probably would never played. anymore. But Ditka just back and forth between McMahon, myself, and Harbaugh, and going in and out of the game, and I just said I had enough. I had enough. And then Diana Ditka came down the aisle, and she goes, "You know, Mike, how you doing?" I said, "Terrible. I'm sitting in the exit row. I'm going to pull this gosh darn thing down, and we're all going to, because I just feel your husband didn't treat me poorly." She goes, "Well, he loves you." I said, "He's got a funny way of showing it."
I kept being fearful that the next snap would be my last, not because I was going to physically not be able to continue to play, but I always had it in the back of my mind that, you know, Coach Ditka, as much as I admired him and respected him and appreciated what he did for me, he cut me four times.
You know what he's thinking. It's right out on his sleeve.
I don't remember feeling this bad in 1982 when I knew we couldn't play football.
He goes down as one of the greatest of all time because he was a player who made the Hall of Fame. He was a coach who won a Super Bowl championship.
Anthony, when are you expecting to receive some type of announcement that they're going to be retiring number 95?
I'll probably give them another year or two.
Yeah? That soon?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure once they break down the game film and start looking at me rolling out there, I'm pretty sure it'll be another year or two.
And will this be game film of number 95 Hall of Famer Richard Dent or of number 95 Anthony Adams?
It'll be number 95 for sure.
Good answer. We have to take one final break. We'll be back right after this. Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.